this slide demonstrates what is happening on the Urbana campus. And I want to emphasize two of Nick's points. First is the top one. The Graduate School in Library Information Science offers an online program, master's degree. That is one of the top master's degree in library information science programs in the country. Often people say, well, online is not quite as good. They've taken online, it's the number one program in the country. So you can do quality online. Other one to watch here is online enrollments. Past 3 years, Urbana have doubled. Now, important point here, which is Nick's, that the goal of e-learning on the Urbana-Champaign campus is really to transform the teaching and learning experience. I won't say this as eloquently as Nick, but in 10 years, you won't have this presentation. We won't differentiate e-learning from traditional. What we'll be focusing on is the metrics of effective teaching, and effective learning, and how are students going towards success. Chicago, 5 graduate online degree programs, 2 undergraduate. The third bullet is important. There are 8 UIC academic colleges offering blended courses. UIC and UIS have really taken a lead in that blended area, where they're integrating online either into courses or into programs. Two points on this slide. One is the global impact that online learning, e-learning, has had extending the reach of the University of Illinois. The other is this, the benefits of blended instruction. Dean Gillet uses this example. They had a bridge course. This is for students coming in. Bridge course that they offered for students who weren't quite up to speed in mathematics, his area. Success rate, 33 to 50%. Converted that to a blended course online. Success rates now doubled, 60 to 80%. E-learning at Springfield. As we know, this is a major emphasis of the campus. 17 online degree programs, 8 undergraduate, 9 graduate. Fourth bullet down, percentage of U.S. students taking at least one online course in the spring, over 50%. Notice down at the bottom the switch here. Academic year 405, 24% mix, that's blended. 910, 34% blended. So you're starting to see the emergence of e-learning into that fabric, which was the goal when we started this. Bullet number one, 212, two-thirds of UIS faculty taught at least one online course. So talk about being in the fabric, it is really there. The other thing, UIS has gained national recognition for their program, which really reflects well not only on that campus, but on the University of Illinois, that we are really a leader there. At the university level, there are 2 projects for which we receive funding from the Illinois Board of Higher Education. These benefit our folks, our campuses, and the state of Illinois, which is the Illinois Virtual Campus. Go to the website. You can get a listing of all the online distance learning programs in Illinois. Not only ours, but everybody's. Illinois Online Network provides training for faculty. How do you convert your course? How do you learn to do it? This is the Illinois Virtual Campus for the University of Illinois. So there is a U of I online website. We'll supply you with it. If you don't have it in your materials, you can go there and find out courses, programs that are offered from the University of Illinois online. This also becomes sort of the marketing then and recruiting function for online. We have people behind this so that you can even, old folks like me who perhaps can't search it, can call in and they'll talk to a human being who will say, why don't you look at UIS? Sounds like that's the program for you. Here's the third important slide. Sure. The e-learning environment opens up opportunities for collaboration. You can have collaboration across the campuses in program development, technology sharing, transferability of credits, course sharing. Just think of the course sharing alone. Now if a student wants to take a course at UIC from here, what do they have to do? Get on the train. Online, you don't have to get on the train. You can access it. Which leads to that fourth, e-learning provides additional access towards fulfillment of the university's land-grant mission. Actually, I misspoke. There's a fourth important one. If I flip it, Joe, will you make it play?
Because of the busy work schedule, because of the demands on your time from your family, the classroom setting just doesn't fit for me. Online is the way to go for myself because of the ability to log on at any time from any place.
The one thing I didn't like about being in regular classes is everybody speaks at the same time. In online classes, you can have 50 people and everybody gets to say what they want to say. Every single time, just type it in.
The online program is wonderful. I can do it from home. I can log on at work when I have downtime. If I had to do a program where I was actually going to classes, it would be so much more difficult for me.
You have an instructor that's available pretty much 24/7 via email or virtual office hours.
I really wanted to get my degree from somewhere where I would be proud to get my degree. And the University of Illinois is somewhere that I would be very proud to get my education.
These were taken from a marketing piece that we did earlier, so the music in the background. But I had Tim Gillis check. All four of those students, those are U of I students, all four of them graduated in an online program. So I think we're doing well. That's my presentation. We would be happy to respond to questions.
In terms of access to online education and these systems that you've described, what are the admissions criteria? What is the admissions criteria?
Same. One of the things that we did, Trustee Montgomery, is to uphold the quality of the university. We want to provide access to students, but we didn't want to lower the quality. So when we developed the RN to BSN degree program with the Chicago College of Nursing, which is one of the top ranked, we maintain the same admissions requirements. The difference is that the student in Southern Illinois who wants a U of I degree, who's well qualified, can now access that program. The difference is the student in the Quad Cities, the same thing. And as you know, I mean, one of the big issues in Chicago is we have young people who would like to access the university. They can see it, but they can't get to it. So the online allows that, but it's exactly the same. In fact, what we're seeing, it's more than you ask, at UIS, on some of their online programs, where we're trying to catch up to have qualified faculty to teach there, we're actually seeing, not that our requirements, but the entering students are better qualified than some others. Now, we'll solve that problem. It just takes a while to make sure you have qualified faculty on the other end of that experience.
What about the cost of